Survived another one, didn't we? You know, ESPN parachuted in for Raptors game Wednesday night, and while there was the predictable falling all over ourselves in an attempt to make an impression on the Americans, well, look, they really like us. For the most part, a sense of decorum was maintained. Now, true, Kyle Lowry did pull off one of his drama queen acts to liven up an otherwise boring news cycle. We get it, Kyle. So I traded your buddy. We figured that out by now. But, you know, Lowry's nudge-nudge, wink-wink, read between the gaping holes in my lines comments in his interview with Rachel Nichols was, well, I mean, it was predictable. I mean, we know by now that nobody cozies up to the national media and nobody picks his spots like Kyle Lowry does. You know, who knows? Maybe it's with an eye towards his next contract. But, you know, Adrian Wojnarowski drops a bomb today. You know who hasn't been a drama queen? Kawhi Leonard. You know, the guy who is the most eagerly sought after free agent, or who will be the most eagerly sought after free agent this summer. You know, the one guy who never seemed to catch on to what it meant to be a San Antonio Spur and play for Greg Popovich. It's been crickets. It's been crickets all season long about his contract. I mean, the only hint of it, you know, were the weekly Knicks all in for Kawhi or Clippers eyeing Kawhi reports that were essentially make work projects for otherwise bored reporters or bloggers. And even those have kind of died on the vine a bit. And this is important because I cannot say this any other way. This Raptors season is about to get really dull. The Raptors are going to win the East. They're going to be the first place team in the East. And we're just lining up the ducks right now. We're just trying to figure out who's going to be second, third, fourth. That's all we're doing. So I got to tell you this. We're going to need to find something to talk about through the rest of the Raptors season. And I'm sorry. You know, the evolution of Bench Mob 2.0, that ain't much grist for the mill. You know what I'm saying? So here's the thing. If Kyle wants to cherry pick to make our life a little easier now and then, well, what the hell? One of the things that has happened to this team under Masai Ujiri, under Dwayne Casey, is that the Raptors have become Kyle-proof. There's no other way to put it. They've become Kyle-proof. So Kyle, have at it. As long as Kawhi keeps being Kawhi, off the court and on the court. To me, that's the most important thing.